we could be making a big money summer transfer into your bank account. £5,000 cash. The Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 grand fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 grand fan. We sit down for an in-depth interview with Brendan Rodgers ahead of the new season. Rangers are on the verge of a double loan deal for Roma striker Umar Sadiq and Angers midfielder Lassana Koulibaly. And we assess the World Cup as the group stages draw to a close. I'm Ronnie Charters, delighted to say, joined by Mr. Hugh Keevans. Hugh, how are we?
Well, we are sweltering in the sunshine, Ronnie, and salivating at the prospect of a magnificent domestic season to come. But in the meantime, I am warming to this World Cup. Could it be won by a former Motherwell player, Roberto Martinez? Belgium looking good, even more so because I've tipped Brazil.
All that to come tonight. Hugh's very excited, as are we, at the prospect of giving away £5,000 in time for the new season. Every night from 6 till 7, we'll give you the chance to come on air and answer as many sporting questions as you can inside 30 seconds. Plenty of time to get involved with the competition. All we're looking to do is get on that leaderboard in time for finals week starting the 23rd of July. To do that, Hugh, at the moment, we must get a 6 to get us on that leaderboard. If you get a score of 7, well, you'll be joint top with David McGill from East Kilbride, Stuart Buchanan from Stirling, and Terry McCutcheon from Barrhead. A 6 is required. If you think you can do it, you think you've got the brains, then why don't you give it a go? Head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information you need there. You can go to Twitter as well, at ClareSSB. You'll find our pinned tweet there, and you'll get all the information and instructions you need to join the competition. 30 seconds for £5,000, Hugh.
Let me just say, let me tell everyone, I've had a run through in the newsroom with Ronnie Charters. I think you could call my responses a mixed bag. In other words, they went from bad to worse.
The questions tonight are varied, but Hugh Keevans had a nightmare when we were running through earlier on, so he's definitely not in the running for 5 grand. But if you want to be, head to Clyde1.com. Right, Hugh, let's start with Celtic. Still in their Austrian training camp ahead of the pre-season training camp ahead of the new season. Our man Andrew McLean is still in the Austrian camp. He sat down earlier with Hoops boss Brendan Rodgers for an in-depth interview. Let's hear what the Celtic boss had to say.
Well, it's day 4 of Celtic's pre-season training camp here in Austria. The rain may have let up, but the intensity certainly hasn't. A vigorous double training session for the Hoops players today as they prepare for their second game of the trip tomorrow. That's against Bohemians Prague. Of course, they won their first game of this trip 1-0 against Volwart Steyr as they prepare for their Champions League qualifiers that kick off on the 10th of July. Brendan Rodgers, a very busy man over here as he puts in plans for the new season, but he took time to sit down with me earlier to talk about the World Cup, Steven Gerrard, and first of all, his transfer business.
I wouldn't say plenty. I think that what we have is we've got a very stable squad. But what I've loved about our squad is that there's a lot of development left still in them. You know, I look at the likes of Callum McGregor, where he is now, to where he was 2 years ago, the authority that he plays the game with now and the confidence. So he's going to continually improve, and there's not a whole number of players with that. But there's no doubt we need to replace, never mind add. You know, we've lost the likes of Stuart Armstrong, who was a very important player for our squad, and the likes of Patrick Roberts, who was very important for us. So without adding, we need to replace those players, and that's something that we hope the club can do over the course of the summer.
Steven Gerrard's a man that you've worked closely with in the past. Do you relish the challenge of coming up against him this season?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to obviously seeing Steven, and he's taken the first steps into management, and like I say, at this stage we're just forming his thoughts on his team and group, and then looking to have success when he takes them on as the manager into the competitive games. So but it's no more no less, you know, coming up against Steven that it is Neil Lennon or Craig Levein or Derek McInnes. It's for me, my focus is really on improving the standards at Celtic. That's always the measure for us. We judge ourselves on our own standard, and the standards are very high at Glasgow Celtic. So my focus is very much on that.
Since you've been here as well, you've had a few of your own players out in Russia competing in the World Cup. Is that something that you've managed to take in much of?
Yeah. I've watched a lot of the games. It's been a very good World Cup up until now. Obviously, it gives me great pride seeing players that I've worked with before, and especially our our Celtic players out there, for Mika and for Dedrick to now come out of the group stages, both winning the group is a great achievement. And watching Dedrick last night, you know, playing against two world, you know, I say world class, but certainly top class strikers, Fringlin and Rashford and Vardy, how he coped with that. I thought he was outstanding in the game, you know, and showed everything of what I've always believed he's got, which is he's got that pace and power and strength to cope physically, but he also can deal with the football. And I thought his whole game last night was at a very, very high level. And so he's played in three games, three wins, and played 390 minutes. So he's proved to be a very important player for Belgium.
Rodgers putting a real focus on fitness in this training camp, and the players will be put through their paces even more in the next few days, with the squad not leaving here until the 4th of July.
Well, Brendan covered a lot of ground there, Ronnie. Let's try and take it bit yes. by bit. You know, when the close season began and Steven Gerrard was at Rangers, then obviously the focus was going to be on him and who he brought in, because Rangers had to bring in players. The owner, Dave King, asked for a strong second last season. He didn't get second at all, strong or otherwise. Therefore, Steven Gerrard had to bring in lots of players. Brendan Rodgers, on the other hand, is quite right to say Celtic focus on themselves. And who can argue with that philosophy, because it's brought Celtic and Brendan Rodgers the last six trophies in a row. And he does have a very strong squad. And there was not the same need for Celtic to add players in the same number that Rangers have done. And there was the marquee signing of Odson Edouard at, by Scottish standards, very good money. And Celtic, who always look after business, did the right thing by selling Stuart Armstrong to Southampton, because he clearly wasn't interested in staying at Celtic any longer, and they would have lost everything on him. So that was shrewd business. When he speaks about losing Patrick Roberts, Lewis Morgan played in the first game and by all accounts showed up well. So although Lewis Morgan cost small change when compared to Odson Edouard, these are players that Brendan Rodgers will look at. So the same need for him to bring in players simply wasn't there, but it was for Steven Gerrard.
And in terms of his World Cup players, Dedrick Boyata, we've seen yeah. John Hartson today saying that Celtic shouldn't let him go for any more than 50 million. If John Stone down south is worth 50 million, what will be Boyata worth? You're not his biggest fan, but having watched him in the World Cup, your thoughts on how he's getting on?
Yeah, I think he's done very well. He, as Brendan said, was up against Vardy and Rashford last night. He didn't put a foot or head wrong. But £50 million is unrealistic for any player in this country. I give you the example of James Maddison, who was at Aberdeen on loan, who went back to Norwich City and was then sold by Norwich to Leicester for £22 million. Stuart Armstrong is a far better player than James Maddison, but went for £8 million because clubs down south are not at the stage where they would pay £22 million for a player out of the Scottish Premiership, far less £50 million. But good luck to Dedrick Boyata. He did very well and continues to do very well. It will be wonderful for his own self-esteem. But I'd strike a note of caution for the Celtic supporters. It will also be wonderful for Dedrick Boyata's self-worth. And he's out of contract at the end of this new season. Therefore, if he does have it on his mind to go elsewhere, then Celtic would be better selling him now and getting money.
Well, one other man who thinks that Boyata had a good game last night was Alec in Parkhead. Good evening, Alec. How are you?
Hi, lads. How are we doing?
Very well indeed. And listen to this, you. Alec, where are you at the moment?
I'm lying in my man pool, soaking up the rays, listening to 5 grand fans. It's amazing.
Absolutely brilliant, Alec. So your point tonight on Boyata, you watched him last night. What did you think of him?
I'm totally delighted for the boy. Obviously, you know, his nickname last season was Bomb Scare. But it would be great, you know, for his aim, his aim self-esteem, you know what I mean? Him and Lustig, again, people were saying Lustig right back, he's getting old. You know, these two players have flourished. So it can only be good for themselves, and it can only be good for Celtic.
I'm not sure about it only being good for Celtic, Alec, because, as I said, Boyata is out of contract at the end of the new season. And if his self-esteem has been boosted to the extent that he thinks, I can go back to England where I came from and make it there, then Celtic would have to watch that situation carefully, because there's no reason why Celtic should get nothing at all for Dedrick Boyata, when if they could in the early part of the season get big money for him, then like Stuart Armstrong, they might as well take it.
Well, obviously, you know, we've seen, as you say, what happened with Stuart, and if somebody wants to take him this summer, they're going to need to pay big money. So, and obviously Peter will take care of that himself. And it's quite encouraging listening to Brendan. You can just tell that there's going to be another couple of quality signings coming in. Like I say, when you heard at Rangers it was going to be a revolving door, and we Celtic, we're just looking for a wee bit of freshness, a wee bit of continuity, you know what I mean? We've got the stability there, but as we know with Rangers, you know, they had to have a high turn there.
Well, when you look at what's happening up front for Celtic, Lee Griffiths, 2 goals off 100. Odson Édouard, big signing. Moussa Dembélé, Brendan Rodgers doesn't speak in terms of who might want him, but what he can do for Celtic. So he's well covered there, but in the middle of the park, for me, the one question mark, John McGinn. Do Celtic want him at all? Do Celtic want him badly enough to pay good money for him? I think he'd be a tremendous Celtic player, Alec.
Thanks, Alec. And Parkhead, if you want to get involved, 01419511025 or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. But Hugh, £5,000 is up for stakes. So let's welcome on our first contestant of the evening on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And that first contestant is David Gilmore from Alexandra Parade. Good evening, David. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Enjoying the sunshine?
I'm just having a barbecue.
Oh, he's having a barbecue around the back. It seems to be only you and I in Glasgow in the West are not enjoying the sunshine at the moment.
I don't even know what a man pool is. And Alec was in a man pool and David's in a barbecue.
So, David, have you got folk round about to maybe even lend you a hand to these questions? Or are you
I've got a few. I've got somebody cooking, somebody else having drinks, and a couple of people helping out as well at the same time.
Fantastic. Oh, all round to... If David gets top of the leaderboard, all round to David's for a barbecue and Alexander Mob Parade.
Handed.
How have you been getting on in this, David? Have you been playing along? Are you good at the old show?
I was on it a year ago. I think I get six. But I'm in a different format. You got one wrong. You can
We've changed it up a wee bit this year. But a six is a six tonight gets you on that leaderboard. So we'll see whether you get... Let's run you through the rules again, David, very quickly. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass. Maybe even have a guess. You might get it right. And a score of six is required to get you on that leaderboard. Are you all right with that, David?
Yep, perfect.
And if you're ready, then let's go. Which Man United midfielder signed a new 2-year deal today?
Delaney.
Which John was the first to score a televised 9-dart finish?
Taylor.
Stenhouse Muir play their home games at which ground?
View.
Which cup did Livingston win in 2004?
League Cup.
Who scored the only goal in Belgium's 1-0 win over England?
Janajang.
Who was Livingston's top goal scorer in the league last season?
Hardy.
Which English club did Dick Advocaat manage?
Sunderland.
Hey. That's a performance, David. Is a performance.
David, the barbecue must be celebrating at the moment, right? Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yours as well, but...
Say that again, David.
I don't want 2 beers for the call.
Oh, please drink responsibly, folks. Okay, that might have done you the trick, folks. Right.
Other drinks are available.
Of course. Right, let's run you through them, David. Let's see how you got on. I mean, it must admit, you caught me by surprise how quick you answered the first question, because I must admit Hugh Gavins was struggling. Well. Which Man United midfielder signed a new 2-year deal today? It is indeed Marouane Fellaini on a 2-year deal. Which John was the first to score a televised 9-dart finish? Now, David, you said...
Taylor.
John Taylor. The answer, Mr. Keevans, is...
Well, not John Virgo, as I said.
We asked you the question in the studio, David, and in the office, should I say, and he said John Virgo, and the place erupted. Obviously, the snooker player, not the darts player. But the correct answer, Hugh, is John Lowe.
Exactly.
Who scored the first televised 9-dart finish. Okay. Not the correct answer. However, you got in with the next one. Stenhouse Muir do indeed play their home games at Oakleview. Was correct. Which cup did Livingston win in 2004?
League Cup.
It was the League Cup. He got it right again. And again, a very good, nice watching of the TV last night when it was Januzaj who curled that ball past Pickford into the top. Do you think there was a critical of very much critical of Jordan Pickford with that goal?
The studio picked on him. I think Pickford's a decent goalkeeper, a very decent goalkeeper. And I'd rather give Januzaj credit for seeing the space, providing the finish, and well done him.
Well, it was indeed Januzaj who scored the goal. And most importantly, David, you knew that as well. You got that one correct. Who was Livingston's top goal scorer in the league last season? You said Hardy.
Great shout.
Great shout again, David. I must admit, those beers are doing you the world of good. Ryan Hardy, it was indeed, with the goal. And finally, you managed to get this one as well. Which English club did Dick Advocate manage? They're cheering
yes,
in the background
yes,
already.
They know
the answer is Sunderland. David got the answer correct. Let's tally it up then. How many did we get? We got a one,
two, a three, a four, a five, a six.
David, you're on the leaderboard, sir. You've got a chance of winning. Cheering in the background, even Alexander's parade's going crazy tonight, Hugh.
David, if you make the final in here, I'd come in mortal if I were you.
David, very well done. Hopefully that's enough to see you through to finals week. We'll be in touch very soon indeed. That was David Gilmore, a Rangers fan from Alexander Parade, who scored a six.
And he was great in Pink Floyd as well.
That's been right over my head. I don't even know who Pink Floyd are. Too young. Anyway, well done to David McGilmore. He goes on the leaderboard with a score of six. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com. You'll find all the information you need, and you can be on the show very soon indeed for a chance to win £5,000. Come back after the break. We'll be here. Hugh and I will be discussing Rangers. They are close to agreeing two new loan signings. You'll find out who they are after the travel with Amber.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Download the app and have a bookie in your back pocket. Please gamble responsibly. Clyde1.com.
Hugh Keevans joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the second part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. And Hugh, we will come back with some breaking news to us coming to us. And that news is that Kenny Miller will be announced as the new Livingston player manager at a press conference tomorrow. The club will announce it in their website later on this evening.
Yep.
But Kenny Miller will be the new player manager at Livingston. Your initial reaction, Hugh?
I think it's a very brave decision on Kenny Miller's part. I've always said that Kenny Miller, for me, is the consummate professional. Outstanding playing career, both for club and country. He tried as hard for Celtic as he did when he played three times for Rangers. Sadly, his time at Rangers ended on a sour note, but we'll leave him and the club to resolve that particular issue. I think it's a very brave decision because Livingston would be most people's idea of the team to come up and go straight back down again. They look to have a squad that might struggle over the course of a 38-game season in the Premiership. Kenny Miller can now go away and make me eat my words, but he'll start at Celtic Park on day one, and that's a tall order. However, I wish him the very best. As I say, I think he is the consummate professional.
Kenny Miller, just to recap the breaking news to us in the last few moments, will be announced as the new player manager of Livingston at a press conference tomorrow. 0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. And Hugh, as you say, they're written in the stars that his first game will be at Celtic Park on Flag Day.
Well, you know, his first goal for Celtic, if I recall correctly, was against Rangers at Celtic Park. So Kenny Miller does that sort of thing. He's a serious professional, very serious about his business. That's why he's still in the condition that he's in at an age when most people will be thinking about retirement. He instead takes on a player management role in the top division. David Hopkin, let it be said, performed miracles with Livingston, taking them from the third tier of Scottish football to the top tier in successive seasons. That is the kind of act that Kenny Miller has to follow. I think it's a brave decision, but if anyone can pull it off, he's your boy.
So 0141 951 1025 if you want to get involved. Let's look at Kenny's old club, Rangers. They are closing in on loan signings of Lassana Koulibaly from Angers, as well as striker Umar Sadiq from Roma. Both players are poised to become the latest in a raft of summer signings as Steven Gerrard overhauls his playing squad ahead of the new season. Rangers and the League One side Angers and Roma have all agreed the agreements for the deals, but they both penned work permits for the deal to be concluded. In terms of Koulibaly, 10 international caps, made 20 appearances for Angers last season. I mean, they follow Alan McGregor, Jamie Murphy, Ovie Ejaria, Nikola Katic, Connor Goldson, John Flanagan, and who have I missed out? Scott Arfield. Yeah. And Hugh, what it says to you there is Steven Gerrard is going to be relentless when it comes to these signings. Nine, it would be, including these two new signings. Your thoughts on that?
Well, my thought is, quite simply, that the business of the league title in Scotland next season will be Celtic's business and Rangers' business and nobody else's business. I think Rangers will offer a proper challenge to Celtic for the first time in years. For the last couple of years, Rangers have been, by their own standards and in the estimation of their own supporters, a joke. But that team has been dismantled now, and Steven Gerrard and Gary McAllister mean business. Celtic will remain the favourites for the title, but this will be a proper challenge. I don't think that Rangers will be Celtic's plaything as they have been for the last two seasons, but Brendan Rodgers and Celtic remain the strongest side in the country and the favourites for the title.
John's a Rangers fan in Paisley. Good evening, John. How are you?
Good evening.
You enjoying the sunshine like everyone else is?
Oh, loving it. Loving it. I heard Beata's now worth 40 million because he.
No, you're wrong. It was 50.
50 million there, that's it. Hugh?
Yes, sir.
Can I say, sir, thanks very much. Polite, but I've not earned the title, sir. But thank you anyway.
My pleasure.
Hugh, what do you think Steven Gerrard is actually bringing to Rangers?
Professionalism. There's been a lack of it for the last two seasons. He's bringing serious intent. Rangers, from Mark Warburton being out of his depth to Pedro Caixinha being a horrendous appointment to Graham Murty being out of his depth, Celtic have toyed with Rangers for two seasons. Brendan Rodgers has shown his worth and won six trophies in a row. Steven Gerrard, while having no managerial experience, has done all he can. He's got rid of those who were unsatisfactory and he's brought in players who have the potential, I underline potential, to be proper challengers to Celtic.
So you're now saying, you made a statement a couple of years ago saying Rangers win the title. So what do you think this year?
I won't make that mistake again.
Why not? Yeah.
Because you have to wait and see how they all hit the ground. The signings like Scott Arfield, with the experience he's gained and the progress he's made in the England's top flight, very good signing for Rangers. The younger players coming in are unknown quantities, but we'll see how they get on. I just think that the overall picture, given the experience of the other ones who've been brought in, augurs well. Goldson at the back, top flight with Brighton. They've strengthened in the areas where they have to strengthen, but it all remains to be seen how they start off here.
I would not
denigrate Celtic by saying that the team who have won six trophies in a row are all of a sudden under pressure. I'm just saying that I think that Rangers will be in a position where they can offer a proper challenge, and by that I mean they will not be losing fives and fours and threes to ten men against Celtic. I think things will be tighter than that.
Can I come back in?
Of course. Mm-hmm. On you go, John.
I don't know if you remember that I stated, right, I've watched Rangers over the years, right, and I used to watch them at half time, right, and under Pedro and all that, and it was a bit of a joke. Mm-hmm. There was no leadership, nothing at all.
Yep.
Nothing at all. There was no professionalism, is what you turned around and said.
Yeah.
I was listening to an interview with a guy called, I think it's Tom Colshaw, that's what you call him.
He's up here from Liverpool with Steven Gerrard, yep.
Steven Gerrard. And I listened to him talking, and he's an unknown quantity. I don't know who the boy is, right? As far as I know, he's meant to be Steven Gerrard. But he said that he's there, and he's going to be working one-to-one with players, and he's going to be doing stuff like that. Uh-huh. That's what we need. We need people like that.
Uh-huh.
We needed this for a long, long time. People can say what they want to say. If we get the first couple of defeats, I mean, people are going to be on the back and saying X, Y, Z. It takes time to build a team.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come overnight. So I hope people's expectation, don't expect too much to start with.
Well, I think that particular train's left the station, because I read a piece today which said that more people have backed Rangers to win the league next season than any other club. So that money is coming from Rangers supporters who believe that Steven Gerrard equals instant success. Well, that remains to be seen. His lack of managerial experience, that remains to be seen whether it's a hindrance or an irrelevance. All I'm saying is that for me, the title is Celtic's to lose. Rangers have to mount a proper challenge, and I believe that the players they are bringing in will be able to mount that proper challenge and will not be the easy touch that they have been for two seasons now.
Thanks to John in Paisley, 01419511025, if you want to get involved, or on Twitter at ClydeSSB. Just a recap of the breaking news into us in the last few moments. Kenny Miller will be announced as the new Livingston player manager tomorrow at a press conference. But Hugh, and I must say as well, from David from Alexander Praed, not only was he on the leaderboard, he sent us in a selfie of him enjoying the summer at ClydeSSB with the family out having a barbecue. Well done to David. But it's time for us to see if the second contestant can do as well as David and get on the leaderboard on the £5,000 fan.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
And Hugh, I don't know what's in the water tonight, all right? But Scott Fleming is from Kirkcaldy. But Scott, where are you at the moment?
Hey, I'm over in Amsterdam.
He's over in Amsterdam. So we've got what an international feel to this show tonight. What are you doing over in Amsterdam, Scott? You're from Kirkcaldy.
I am working just now out in a golf course.
He's in the golf course. Is it as sunny there as it is here?
Yeah, it's mid-20s and no clouds, so it's all good.
Absolutely beautiful. So have you been listening to the show? Have you been playing along at home? How have you been getting on in the £5,000 fan?
Yeah, listening when I can. It's usual five, sometimes six.
Oh, good, good. He's had a couple of sixes. You he's setting himself up quite well here. Well, the man before you got a six, so these questions are manageable if you want to try and get it. So 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass it, have a guess, and we'll see, Scott, if you are good enough to get on the leaderboard to get a six. All right with that, Scott?
Yep, no worries.
Good man, then let's go. Nicky Clark has moved from Dunfermline to which club?
Dundee United.
What colour are Brazil's shorts in their home kit?
White.
Which league position did Chelsea finish this season?
Fifth.
Alphabetically, which country is last at this year's World Cup finals?
Uruguay.
Which club did Michael McGovern join Norwich from?
Hamilton.
Which Hearts player has 110 caps for Northern Ireland?
Aaron Hughes.
Who will England play in the last 16 of the World Cup? Quickly.
Colombia.
Okay, we'll give you Colombia.
Hey.
We'll give you Colombia. Hugh, what there a is night this something is. In the water tonight, I tell you, because Scott Fleming from Kirkcaldy, yep, is in Amsterdam, the golf course, has done not too bad. How do you think you did, Scott? Are you happy with that, surely?
Yeah, it went better than I thought, anyway.
Very good. Okay, let's run you through them. Nicky Clark has moved from Dunfermline to which club? He said Dundee United. The answer, Hugh, is
United, correct.
Dundee United. He gets a great start. What colour are Brazil's shorts of their home kit? He said white. Hugh Keevans.
Scott, they're blue.
It's the blue and white and blue and yellow of Brazil. So not correct. However, in which position did Chelsea finish last season?
Fifth.
Pulled it out the bag. This one took you a wee while to get, and you said the Republic of Korea when we did it earlier in the studio, but alphabetically, which country is last in this year's World Cup's finals? Usually a question like that takes a bit of time at you, but
Uruguay it
Scott
is.
Got Uruguay right in there at the bag. Which club did Michael McGovern join Norwich from? The answer
is, of course, Hamilton Accies.
Hamilton Accies.
Good knowledge.
Another one for Scott. And then, which Hearts player has 110 caps for Northern Ireland?
Aaron Hughes.
Aaron Hughes, back of the net again for Scott. And we managed to sneak it in. It's just in the nick of time. I've got my independent adjudicator to my left telling me it was just in. Who will England play in the last 16 of the World Cup?
Colombia.
The answer is indeed Colombia. Let's go through them then. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's had 2 in the bounce. We've had another one. Scott, you have got a 6. You're on the leaderboard. How do you feel?
That's good. Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed I got the Brazil one.
If you'd have known that Brazil's shorts were blue, you'd be joint top of the leaderboard. But anyway, it's a great shout. It's a great score of 6. Well done to Scott. Hope you enjoy the sun in Amsterdam. And you never know, you could be back on very soon indeed. What is with the water tonight, Hugh? You come in, you bring Hugh Keevans in for one night, and two in a row, bing, bang, bosh, we're on 2 sixes already.
And we'll fly Scott over from Holland. We'll put him into a top-class hotel for the evening. I'm only kidding.
All expense paid, Hugh Keevans. But well done to Scott Fleming from Kirkcaldy, who is in Amsterdam. He got a 6. Folks, it's that easy. If you want to come and get involved, you can go to Clyde1.com to register, and you could be on the show very soon indeed. It's £5,000 up for stake in time for the new season. Why don't you get involved? We've had 2 already. David Gilmore from Alexandra Praed got a 6, and now Scott Fleming from Kirkcaldy has got a 6 as well. So the leaderboard is what you need. You need to get on the leaderboard, sorry, should I say, and it's a score of 6 required. Hugh and I will be back after the break again with the Travel with Amber, this time discussing the World Cup and Dedryck Boyata and his Belgian squad. Can they go all the way? Hugh certainly seems so. We'll see you after the break.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard £5,000 fan with Ladbrokes.com. Bet and play and pull a result out of the bag. Please gamble responsibly.
Attention, spam.
Hugh Keevans joins me, Ronnie Charters, for the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard's £5,000 fan. And Hugh, plenty of reaction coming in to the news regarding Kenny Miller, as he will be the new Livingston boss. Let's run you through it very quickly. Miller and Hardy up top, not a chance of staying up.
Well, as I say, whether or not Kenny took the job, Livingston were always up against it. You could pick now Livingston and Hamilton Accies as most people's favourites to go down. The Accies are everyone's favourite every year, and it's to their eternal credit that they have yet to fall through the floor. But Livingston, for me, would have the hardest shift of all, and that's why I think it's a brave decision on Kenny Miller's part to make that his first managerial appointment.
John on Twitter as well: much like Gerrard, he'll get the players up for it and command respect in the dressing room.
That's undoubtedly the case. However, it's the calibre of player in the dressing room that is the problem. And at the moment, Livingston would look to have a squad that would be the 12th strongest in the league.
0141 951 1025, or on Twitter at Clyde SSB. Hugh, we've discussed Rangers, we've discussed Celtic. Let's look at the World Cup for a wee bit of in-depth. Group stages are done. Let's run you through the last 16 fixtures. Some mouth-watering ties in this one. Saturday sees France take on Argentina, Uruguay take on Portugal. Sunday it's Spain, Russia and Croatia against Denmark. Monday sees Brazil against Mexico and Belgium against Japan. And then on Tuesday it is England, Colombia at night, with Sweden and Switzerland in St. Petersburg at 3 o'clock. We spoke about Boyata.
Yep.
Belgium's chances. You've tipped
Brazil, yep.
But you think Belgium have a decent...
I thought that Belgium's reserves last night were much better than England's reserves. And there was a snapshot of the Belgian bench, and there sitting beside each other, Kevin De Bruyne, Romelu Lukaku and Eden Hazard. And you think, you know, they are very, very strong. And I repeat, Boyata's had a terrific World Cup. Let's hope for his sake that he can maintain that form. He's got Vincent Kompany beside him. Belgium to me just look a very good side. Uruguay strong. With Argentina, you never know. They've got Messi, therefore you never know. England, in a year that's not a vintage year.
Yep.
I'll say it, Ronnie. If England won the World Cup, it wouldn't bother me in the slightest, because they would have deserved to get it. And it does not pain me in any way, but I don't think they will.
Hallelujah. Oh, and we spoke about Boyata. One knock-on effect to that is he'll miss Celtic's at least one, possibly the second qualifier. Does that hamper Celtic's chances if he's playing this well now? Or do you see that being an issue? Obviously, Rogic won't make the first one. Lustig won't make the first one. Gamboa won't make the first one.
These are circumstances beyond Brendan Rodgers' control. He can't help it that the addition of another qualifying round coincides with a World Cup year. Therefore, it's the worst of all possible worlds for Celtic. And Rogic, it's quite right to give him a rest. Of course he'll need it. And Dedryck Boyata might be involved with Belgium for who knows how long in Russia. So it's a problem. But Celtic have a squad with strength in depth Christopher Ayer is still there. Jack Henry at the back, growing more accomplished. So, you know, Simonovic is there, although the speculation about his immediate future with clubs interested in him. Brendan Rodgers has known about this for a long time, will plan accordingly. But as I say, it's the worst of all worlds for Celtic because an extra round to qualify coincides with a World Cup year. It's just a pain in a sensitive area.
Now, I'm not going to jinx it, but what a night we have had on the Five Grand Fan already. Yes. David Gilmore from Alexander Praed came on, got a six. Scott Fleming from Kirkcaldy, currently in a golf course in Amsterdam, came on and got a six. It's now the turn of our third contestant on the Five Grand Fan. Can he get on the leaderboard? Let's see.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard Five Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. Please gamble responsibly. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
Craig Lindsay, a Rangers fan from Rukesi. And Craig, I must admit, I do have some sympathy for you because we have never bigged up a Five Grand Fan contestant so much. You've got to do the hat-trick for us. How are you feeling?
Quite nervous.
Oh,
we've
don't
so
be
good in the questions today.
Don't be nervous, don't at all. How have you been getting on at home?
I've been getting fives and sixes.
Well, hey, so, by the way, what?
Hopefully this will be another one of the days.
Definitely. So, have you been enjoying the sunshine today in Rukesi?
Yeah, it's been good.
A Rangers fan as well. Craig, what have you made of Steven Gerrard's start as Rangers boss and the new recruits that are in?
Quite impressed. He's been doing really good, bringing in some good signings and a couple more potential ones.
Yeah, so it's nine in total, Craig. In terms of numbers, do you think that might be enough, or do you think maybe you might need one or two more in one or two areas?
I think maybe another striker.
Striker, too?
As a backup. I think if it's Sadiq and then you've got... Yep.
Well, you'll have Morelos, Sadiq
and... Morelos up front as well. So I think maybe just another backup as well. I think that would be enough.
Well, another loan signing perhaps, but I don't know. I think maybe it's nine and out.
All right. Yeah. Well, Craig, if you get a nine tonight, we're all coming to the crazy for a party because that will get you way top with the leaderboard on this one. Right, so let's see. 30 seconds on the clock. Answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know, pass or move on. Or have a guess, you never know, it could be right. And it's a score of six. We're all rooting for you, Craig. All right, let's see if we can get the first hat-trick of the season. So, are you ready, Craig?
All right, go for it.
Good man, then let's go. The Cabbage is one of the nicknames of which Scottish club?
Pass.
Who will Andy Murray play in the first round of Wimbledon?
Cooley.
Which European club competition was abolished in 2009?
Pass.
Who are the current holders of the UEFA Super Cup?
Corinthians.
Paolo Maldini played all of his club games for which team?
AC Milan.
Ian McCall won the Challenge Cup as a player with which club?
Dundee United.
Which city will host the French Open final? Quickly. Come on.
Paris.
Okay, we'll let you away with that one. We'll get that one in. Okay. Hugh, you're hell of a quiet.
There's a rule in journalism that you don't intrude into private grief.
Okay. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, Craig.
Know,
okay.
Fair.
They were tough questions, to be fair. They were a lot tougher than the first two. Let's go through them. The Cabbage is one of the nicknames of which Scottish club? The answer, Hugh Keevans.
The Cabbage and Ribs, the Hibs.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
The Cabbage and
the
Ribs.
The Cabbage
okay,
and Ribs,
that's
yeah.
Cockney rhyming slang. It's Hibs. Who will Andy Murray play in the first round of Wimbledon? Again, another tough question because you just see Andy Murray's playing Wimbledon. You don't really concentrate on the name.
My answer to you was another tennis player.
Which wouldn't have got you the point, unfortunately, Craig. It was Benoit Paire is who Andy Murray is playing in the first round. Which
I read
you,
that earlier.
See, exactly. But you just read it and you think, oh, there's the name. You don't really take the name in. Which, this is again another tough one, which European club competition was abolished in 2009? Hugh, earlier you said the...
Fairs Cup.
The Fairs Cup. But the answer is...
Intertoto Cup.
It's the Intertoto Cup that was abolished in 2009, Craig. Unfortunately, not correct. Who are the current holders of the UEFA Super Cup? You said Corinthians, who play in Brazil. So if they're the UEFA, that's Europe, unfortunately. I didn't want to bring that up, Craig, but I thought I might. The answer, Hugh Keevans.
Is it PSG?
It's Real Madrid, who are the UEFA Super Cup winners. The winners of the Champions League play the winners of the Europa League, and it was Real Madrid who came out on top this year. Another a nice wee one, though. Paolo Maldini played all of his club matches for which team? AC Milan, you got that very well indeed. And then we snuck it in, the very last question, Hugh. Which city hosts the French Open final? It is
Paris.
It is Paris. So you got that one correct. Paris, it is indeed. Let's run you through them. It was a one. It was only a two. Unfortunately, Craig, we bigged you up too much, pal. That was your fault. But we thank you for playing. I hope you enjoyed it. That was Craig Lindsay, a Rangers fan from Rukesi. Hugh, What's the old saying? Two out of three ain't bad. Great
yeah,
show.
Yeah. No, it's been a smashing night. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And to David Gilmour and to Scott Fleming, many congratulations. They were bang on form. And don't ever say that John Virgo's a darts player. That's my advice to you.
Very quickly before we go, Hugh, Clyde SSB, not on Twitter, there you go, says, your thoughts on the VAR system?
Yeah, I think by and large it's a success, because miscarriages of justice have been avoided, and I think that's what it's there for. There's a belief that perhaps referees are getting lazy and relying on it, and that match officials aren't doing their jobs. But in general terms, nothing's perfect in this world, absolutely nothing. But if a miscarriage of justice is avoided at the World Cup, the highest tournament of all, then VAR is doing its job.
Well, that is it. What a night we have had on the Five Grand Fan. David Gilmour from Alexandra Parade and Scott Fleming from Kirkcaldy have both got a six to get them on the leaderboard. If you think you can do better, head to Clyde1.com and you can register and be on the show. My thanks as ever to Mr. Hugh Keevans for joining me, Ronnie Charters. It'll be us again on Monday night. Hopefully another two or three won't be bad. Don't go anywhere though. The GBX Friday is up next to get you ready for the weekend.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard Five Grand Fan with Ladbrokes.com. It's not over till it's over. So bet and play now. Please gamble responsibly.